Teresa Whitty is in the studio with us for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing super duper.
Good. We got John out in the field today, yep. So it's just me.
In his happy place.
Yes, indeed. I'll give him a shout out because he listens to our show.
Yeah. How's planting going?
Oh, real good.
Good.
Finally.
It happens quick when the weather's cooperating.
It does, doesn't it? You just think that snow's never going to melt and the ground's never going to dry, and then all of a sudden it does. Every year. Amazing.
I know. I just told somebody the other day, I looked at the calendar, and, you know, April 1st, we had a blizzard. It was a Saturday, and I had to walk to work because of the snow. That was April 1st. Now,
That's
what is
crazy.
It? In May 12th or second week of May?
Yeah.
We got shorts on.
That's Minnesota for you.
That's right. All right. What do we got today, Teresa? We're going to educate people with.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd talk about how you organize your computer.
Oh, love it.
A lot of people have trouble finding things on their computer, and they, you know, or they figure out like one way to do something, and that's the only way they know how to get somewhere. And so I just wanted to talk about some ways that you can organize your computer better.
Oh, that's a great subject. So enlighten me.
Okay,
well. Because I need to organize my computer. It's terrible.
And, you know, just like organizing your home or filing your own file system at home or at work, everybody does things differently. You know, John prefers to have everything out where he can see it on his desk.
Physically?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He's not into putting things in files. So he's a messy, is what you call him.
That's
you
me.
Know, but he knows where it all is, and that's the way he likes it. So for him, he has icons all over his desktop. You know, his desktop on his computer, desktop on his screen, it's full of icons, and just like his desk.
Yep.
And I have fewer icons on my desktop, you know, and some people have like maybe two or three, and they don't like anything on their desktop. So let's talk about that.
Yep.
That
would be me. I don't like a lot of things on my desktop. Now, Maynard's just the opposite.
Yeah.
He's just like John. He's got
A
lot of icons, and you can't. How does he find things?
But maybe you are thinking, or somebody out there is thinking, I don't have a good way to organize my computer, and I want to do it better. I don't like the way it is right now.
Okay.
So, files and folders. We're going to talk about files and folders. Folders are a wonderful thing on your computer, and everything is contained in folders. And it's just, I tell people, just like a filing cabinet, you know, just imagine a physical filing cabinet. Each filing cabinet, it has different drawers, right? You might have one drawer for one thing, a separate drawer for another thing. And in each drawer, there are multiple files.
Right.
And in those files, you can keep different individual documents or individual pictures or whatever things you want. So it's just like that. It's just like filing a regular filing system. And so how do you make a folder? It's that wonderful right click.
Yep. Create a new folder.
Yep. If you right click on your desktop, you can go down and create a new folder. And then maybe in that folder, you want to have another folder.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe you want to have a folder full of pictures. Okay?
Okay.
And in that picture folder, you want to have a folder of family pictures and work pictures. Okay, so that's two folders in one folder.
Got it.
On your desktop. Yep. And you can just keep going. I mean, it's
I can tell you're very organized.
You know, to a point. Yes. To a point. Sometimes it makes sense to just put a document directly on your desktop. If you use something very often, you can make a shortcut to that document or to that item. And then it's right there for you to open at any time.
Okay.
And that's the easy way to access something. But folders on your icon are a good way to put all sorts of things in one. You can even put different shortcuts for different programs into one file.
Okay.
Or into one folder.
Yep.
So.
Well, I have a folder on my desktop. It's labeled KOQP Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's my business sales folder, and then I have a KOQP sports folder where all my sports emails go. And those are the two main ones I use every day.
Yeah.
So when I get an email, concerning sports, I'll save that email into that KOKP sports folder.
Yep.
So I can refer to it.
And then you know right where it is.
Yep.
You can do that even within your email program if you wanted to. You can put folders in your email program. Yep. Folders can be anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe you want just a shortcut to different things instead of moving things around. Did you know, I'm sure you knew, Paul, that you could have a shortcut to your documents folder?
Okay. Yep. Explain that to me, though.
So if you aren't sure how to get to your documents, just right-click on your desktop, create a new folder, and then you will want to go and to your File Explorer.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a little folders. If you look on the bottom tab of your screen, that's called the taskbar.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's some little folders. If you click on that, that's a map to your computer.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I use that. Sure. I didn't know what it's called, so I use that all the time.
Yeah, so you can click on the documents part and create shortcut.
Yep.
And it'll put a shortcut right on your desktop for that.
Yeah, I save all my radio script commercials that I type. Go into, that's just one of the folders to go in when I make a commercial for somebody.
Yeah.
And each of my clients has a folder.
Yeah. Yeah, with a bunch of documents in them. Yep.
You have a folder.
Yeah, all right.
And you know what I learned the other day, and this is kind of embarrassing to mention, but if you go down to the start button on the left on the taskbar, and it says search programs and files box.
I use that all the time.
Why didn't somebody tell me about this years ago? I just learned this a couple months ago. Isn't that embarrassing?
Oh, that's crazy.
And it has saved me so much time. I just type in what I'm looking for.
Yep. You can put, whether it's a document and you can't remember if it's a Word file or if it's an Excel file. So you don't know where to open it, or maybe it's a publisher. So you just type in the name or what you think the name might be, and it'll pop up a list of possibilities. And maybe you just want to type in there something that you want to search for on the internet. It'll take you right to the internet.
Yep. It's why didn't somebody tell me this like 10 years ago?
I don't know. I've been using that for a long time. It also helps me find, I use it a lot to find different settings. If you want to go printer, I'll type in printer and it'll pop up, and then I can go to printers instead of
just about anything on your computer.
Yeah.
In that box. That's just amazing.
And if you don't have that box on the bottom taskbar on the left side by your start button, you can get it there. Okay. And so taskbars are another thing that you can personalize.
Okay.
That thing, that line on the bottom that's got little icons on.
Yep.
If you right-click on that taskbar,
I see that.
You can make changes to what is on your taskbar and what's not. And so if you have icons there that you don't ever use, you look in and say, I don't even know what that is. You can get rid of those.
You
can right-click them and get rid of them.
Interesting.
Or you can go, when you right-click there, you can go to taskbar settings, and then you can turn other things on and off.
Okay.
And that's also where you can turn off notifications for things. If you get a lot of pop-ups coming from the right side of your screen and you don't like those notifications, you can turn them off. They're not necessary.
By right-clicking the taskbar.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So that taskbar is something. I use that all the time because I have a lot of screens opened at once, and so it's not always easy for me to get back to my desktop.
Right.
And so the things I use all the time, I keep those as shortcuts on the bottom taskbar.
Gotcha.
So I can see them real easy.
Well, that was a fun show. I learned a lot, Teresa.
Well, good.
You're a wealth of information again. And I embarrass myself about every show. Everybody's going, how did not Paul not know that search bar down there?
I'm sure a lot of people are with you, Paul.
Okay, I hope so.
You're like, that's what that thing is.
I don't want to be alone. Okay. Thanks, Teresa.
You bet.
How can people get a hold of you if they have questions about this?
Well, come on in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, and you can visit with me or Alexa. She is brilliant, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just give her a shout out.
That's a real person. It's not the Alexa.
The real person, Alexa. Yeah, she's graduating this year, so shout out to her, too.
Nice.
And you can come in and see us. We're right on Main Street across from United Prairie Bank, or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747 or email us at Rural Solutions. Email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
There you go. That was John's part.
That's John's line. He always says that. Okay. We miss you, John.
We do. All right. Thanks, Teresa. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Teresa Witte with Rural Solutions Technology Service. Rural Solutions
Technology Update Show. And Paul forgot his part. Boy, oh boy.
Oh my goodness. We'll do this over next week. Thanks for coming
in. Have a good week.